My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
All right. So today we're going to talk about what Eric and Neil would invest in. So Neil, why are we even talking about investing? And I'll give my thoughts after.
There's a lot of access to cheap, affordable money now because of low interest rates, at least in the United States. Every country is going to vary. Some countries actually have, I think, negative interest rates, like Japan. I could be off on that, so don't quote me. But investing is a great way to grow faster. And what Eric and I wanted to do is break down one thing we would each invest in. Eric, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go, but I want to add a little more color too. So, you know, I would highly recommend everyone look into macroeconomics more to understand just what the heck is going on right now in the economy. And George Gammon, which is a mutual friend of ours, Neil, I know you haven't met him, but he's been a big fan of the podcast, but his YouTube channel has been growing like fire because he explains macroeconomics in a really clear way, at least the clearest that I've seen. And one thing to keep in mind, if you Google M2 money supply, you will know that in 2020, we printed 25% of the money, right? And so what Michael Saylor said from Saylor Strategy, I think it's MicroStrategy, sorry, he bought a ton of Bitcoin, right? So the whole idea here, without going too much into macroeconomics, is that if you have an inkling that we're going to continue to, you know, add, you know, 15%, 25% of new money every single year, then that's the hurdle rate that your company needs to clear, right? So if it's 15%, you got to clear that. Otherwise, you're kind of destroying wealth. That's kind of his thesis. And so that's something, you know, look into macroeconomics. Neil and I aren't experts at that, but we are experts at telling you what we think or what we're doing right now from an investing standpoint. So on my end, I'm interested in buying more cash flow right now. So whether it's in, you know, smaller software companies or smaller agencies right now and kind of combining it into what I currently have, you can actually get a really good deal for these right now. You can, you know, Neil just mentioned different interest rates, right? You can also take whatever country you're in right now, take a look at getting a loan from your government, right? You know, in the United States, you have the SBA loans. So you have a lot of different opportunities here where you can go out there and you can buy the cash flows, but not only buy the cash flows, but you're buying the team as well. Maybe you have some amazing amazing people on that team. Maybe they have other assets too. Maybe they have a strong website. Maybe they have software as well. So you want to look for scenarios where it's 1 + 1 = 5, right? And I think, at least for me in the past, I used to think it was more of a mindset thing. It was a limiting belief that I told myself that I wasn't good enough to do this M&A type of stuff, right? Like, sure, there's a lot of firms out there that are doing it at a much higher level, but that doesn't mean you can't start doing it. So that's my feedback.
And the big thing I'm looking to invest in right now is media. So anyone who controls eyeballs or has a lot of eyeballs, I think is more valuable in the future. To give you a simple logic on why is, if you look at Google AdWords costs and Facebook ad costs year over year, I know sometimes quarter over quarter, it can vary a lot due to things like holiday or COVID. But just generally speaking, if you look year over year, it continually rises. And if you can control the eyeballs and have them at a much cheaper rate by just owning the media, you're going to do much better in the long run than if you had to keep paying for those eyeballs.
Yeah. And to double down on that point, I mean, earlier we were talking about, or, you know, one of the episodes we had earlier, I mentioned one of the trends is buying websites, right? And so if you use a tool, you can use an Ubersuggest, you can use an Ahrefs, whatever SEO tool you want to use, you can go out there, you can find websites that are similar to yours, and you can just take a look at how they're monetized, right? Maybe they're using Google AdSense. If they're using Google AdSense, they're running ads on their website, they're under-monetized. And I think that's actually a poor form of monetization. Unless you're like a Facebook or a YouTube or a Google, where you're getting tons and tons of traffic, where ads actually make a lot of sense for you, I just think that that model is tough, right? So you can bet that you'll probably get them for a good price, a good multiple, and then kind of go on from there. Neil, you want to add anything else to that?
Make sure you check out marketingschool.io/pro.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.